as you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. President HHH's strategic decisions in mining calls for unlocking dormant assets. Activist faults ECZ over failure to act on electoral code violations. 23 killed in Russian strike on pension queue, Ukraine says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Remember that you can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. The Republican President Arai Ndayishimiye has highlighted a significant investment in mining, which includes a $2 billion US overall and $1.25 billion US dollars for SA3M data increasing production. Speaking during the Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining Conference held at Mulungoshi Conference Center in Lusaka, President Ndayishimiye says that there is need for key strategic decisions to set ambitious production targets, specifically 3 million metric tons, rather than working without clear goals. He says that the overreaching goal of the efforts to unlock dormant assets, bringing them into productive use. President Ndayishimiye indicated that this move towards achieving the set production targets is expected to generate the intended economic benefits. The head of state further adds that the Kalengwa mine, which had been out of commission for 47 days, has successfully been brought back into active use. He says that this achievement surprised even former Vice President Kavindele, who questioned the magic behind its revival, acknowledging its long-standing dormancy. The president notes that the previous administration, including ANIP and MMD, had largely forgotten about or neglected these assets, never considering their potential, stating that the current efforts stand in stark contrast to this historical oversight.
Better infrastructure, health, education, then you can focus on mining. It's not complicated to understand that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But we need to work together with a clear vision how this sector will contribute to growth. I'll come to one or two things as I summarize, because that's where my emphasis is today. I'm just setting the stage. So we have to work as one Zambia farm, one economy, one sector in mining, large scale, medium scale, small, artisanal, one sector, which is all interconnected. You need the skills in there. Sometimes I wonder that, what have my countrymen and women become? Pulling in a death trap and even encouraging more to go in so they can die there.
Two Tanzanian nationals, Mariso Shaban, 26, and Wilson Thomas, 20, have been convicted for aiding and abetting the illegal entry of 9 Ethiopian nationals into Zambia. The duo was each sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default 4 months simple imprisonment. In addition, the state has applied for the forfeiture of the truck used in the commission of the offence. The vehicle, a Lusaka-bound Scania truck laden with window pens and bearing registration number T613EG Arahos and T39 trailer, was used to conceal the Ethiopian nationals. The Ethiopians, are 3 females and 6 males aged between 18 and 27, were apprehended on the 29th of August 2025 following a handover by police, who had intercepted the group on the 28th of August 2025 at Pensulo checkpoint in Serenja district. They were discovered hidden between carefully packed window pane glasses, a sheet aboard the truck, and have since been charged with failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry and are scheduled to appear in court soon. Further, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office on the 8th of September 2025 secured the conviction of a Burundian and Tanzanian. Eric Nyandwi, a 25-year-old Burundian, was sentenced to pay a fine of 60,000 kwacha in or 9 months simple imprisonment for unlawful stay, while Kishoki Mekalie, a 35-year-old Tanzanian of Lusaka's John Leng, was fined 40,000 kwacha or to 7 months simple imprisonment without labor for unlawful stay. The Serenge and Lusaka judgments have brought the number of convictions secured between 4th and 8th September 2025. 277. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka has confirmed the development to Millennium Radio.
On 5th September 2025, the Serenge Magistrate Court convicted and sentenced two Tanzanian nationals, Mauricio Shaban, 26, and Wilson Thomas, 20, for aiding and abetting the illegal entry of 9 Ethiopian nationals into Zambia. Their duo was each sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha or in default 4 months simple imprisonment. In addition, the state had applied for the forfeiture used in the commission of the offense. The vehicle, a Lusaka bound Scania truck laden with window panes and bearing registration numbers T613EJR horse and T390 trailer, was used to conceal the Ethiopian national. The Ethiopians, 3 females and 6 males aged between 18 and 27, were apprehended on 29th August 2025 following a handover by police who had intercepted the group on 28th August 2025.
Political activist James Mazimba has expressed concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ tolerance of violations of the Electoral Code of Conduct by senior government and state officials during by-elections. Mr. Mazimba said in an interview that it is disappointing that State House political advisor Living Ngom, alongside some district commissioners, has continued to abuse public resources in areas where by-elections are being held. He accused Mr. Ngom of breaching the Electoral Code of Conduct during campaigns in Impolongo district, adding that similar incidents have been reported in other constituencies where by-elections have taken place. Mr. Mazimba charged that despite official complaints from stakeholders, the ECZ has failed to act, a situation it described as unfortunate and detrimental to democratic governance. Mr. Ngoma could not be reached for a comment by press time as his mobile phone went unanswered. Eswatini and the Republic of Zambia have signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a joint permanent commission on defense and security, PC. The memorandum of understanding has been signed at the Minister of Defense headquarters in Lozita, Eswatini, this morning. Defense Minister Ambrose Luigi Lufuma signed the MOU on behalf of the Republic of Zambia, while Eswatini's acting Minister of Defense and National Security, Polile Shakantu, signed on behalf of the Kingdom of Eswatini. Mr. Lufuma said that the Memorandum of Understanding on the JPC becomes the 8th MOU the two countries have signed since President Hakainde Hichilema visited the Kingdom of Eswatini in June 2022. He said the establishment of a joint permanent commission on defense and security is aimed at promoting peace and security in the region and good neighborliness. He said that President Hakainde Hichilema's foreign policy is anchored on having good relations and other countries to promote trade and development.
On regional cooperation, the Eswatini Defense Force and the Zambia Defense Force share strong bonds of friendship, which is anchored on mutual cooperation and understanding. Consequently, enjoying the warm bilateral and the military cooperation, Zambia has and is training military students, that is both officers and soldiers from Eswatini, following courses, senior command and staff course, where we get officers from here to attend.
And Ms. Shakantu said King Muswati III supports the establishment of the Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security between Zambia and the Kingdom of Eswatini. Ms. Eshakanto said His Majesty wants to see peace prevail in the region by engaging critical partners in areas of peace.